Glamour or garment, or also because you mentioned her, we could talk about Gigi Hadid.
I kind of want to talk about her because she's my favorite supermodel, which yeah. I think it's kind of weird to even say that I have a favorite supermodel. Like, what I really like about Gigi,
G is for Gigi Hadid,
is her humility. And I don't know her. I don't know Gigi Hadid. I've just seen her on TV and on runways. But what I do like is her aversion to scandal, right? And one of the things, when you talk about the Kardashians, I use Gigi a lot as an example because, like, Kendall is always getting caught up in stuff. And this is a little gossipy, so maybe G is for gossip. So, like, let me know if you want me to stop with that. But when you look at someone like a Kendall Jenner who is constantly getting into issues of appropriation, her and her family, but her within the fashion industry, because for me, she's the one, even more than Kim, that represents the fashion industry, the way we think about the fashion industry. Gigi is a counterpoint for me. So people will say, like, oh, Kendall didn't know, her team should have told her, blah, 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 blah. And my thing is this, Gigi has been a supermodel for as long as Kendall has, and we've never seen any kerfluffle around the appropriation of other cultures, right? And so for me, she has become symbolic of power brokers within the fashion industry who are still conscientious. She's an example, and granted, I don't know her, so this is all theory and conjecture. All I can say is I've never read anything where Gigi has been caught up in something that was racially or culturally inappropriate. And so for me, she's become the standard of, like, you can make a ton of money. You can be a supermodel. You can be the number one model, and you can still be respectful to other people's cultures and communities. And if she can do it with all the cultural cachet she is, and the fact that, like, people don't want to cancel Gigi, like, even if they canceled her, people love her so much they take her back, but she doesn't take the risk. She's still really thoughtful about the project she does. She's still really inclusive. She's still really making sure that the choices she makes are not about the final dollar, but are they representative of her values? And so she's been symbolic of that for me. And that's why she's my favorite supermodel, because she has so much cultural cachet, but yet she's been able to avoid controversy. And to me, there's some effort that has to go into that, right? Like, it's kind of hard not, like, I have to think. It's funny because as a minority, because we play a game where we didn't make the rules, we have to always be thoughtful. Like, as an academic, as a scholar, as a business owner, I'm constantly aware of how my personal choices are going to be a reflection on my brand. And I feel like I don't have the convenience of being canceled tomorrow and bouncing back. I think one of the privileges of being a white power broker within the fashion industry is that, you know, you can be canceled, but you'll be here tomorrow. Kendall Jenner has been canceled, Pepsi commercial millions of times. She's still doing great, right? What I like about Gigi is she is this example of, like, even in the face of knowing that you don't have to be thoughtful because you have so much cultural power, you still are. She kind of, for me, represents what I want the future of fashion to be, where you don't lean into your privilege. You're still kind of kind just because you want to be a good person, regardless of the fear of cancellation. Like, her level of thoughtfulness, to me, is something that she does even in spite of her privilege. And that's what I would wish for a lot of the people who have power within the fashion industry. So a little gossipy and random, but that's what she represents for me.